At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode 6.
Whoa!
Rhino!
Thank you!
Yeah, he's back!
Yeah, back in bad.
Why did you sniff your finger when you said that?
That was back in
really bad. I should have washed up the evidence.
That's such a rogue start.
Yeah. I was just itching.
You've probably planned that. You've had 3 weeks to come with a good intro.
just every night into the mirror.
Yeah, I've got to get this right, guys.
It's the one finger.
Yeah, nice to be back. Thanks for having me back.
You're back.
Yeah.
What? He's back.
And bad.
You got your classic hair poking out your nose as well. You're doing all the old things, trying to impress.
Yeah, well, only you can see them.
No, we have a nose.
Get a little close up there.
Yeah, a lot of nose hair. A lot of people can spot them.
Nah, I doubt it.
Well, you do it for good luck.
Yeah.
Is that L-U-C-K or L-O-O-K? Because we've had that in the past. Where...
That was crazy.
Oh,
clip.
Yeah.
Honestly, so confused for so long.
L-U-C-K.
Right, okay, got you.
My lucky nose hair.
Have you ever shaved your nose hair?
Yeah, have you ever thought about shaving?
Yes, I do. I do, actually. Do you know what? It's annoying, actually, that you say that, because it's quite often that I do that, trim my nose.
You just thought, I won't do it before today, though?
No, because I did it last week, and I just thought, oh, I probably won't need to do it.
Was that you trying
week.
To tuck them in?
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or wipe away the remnants of yesterday's party.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm also joined by Max Smith.
Yeah.
Hello there. Hey. And Tom Looney.
Looney.
And over in the corner, it's Ethan James.
Hello there.
Oh, want to carry on the tune there, Ethan? Nicely
done. Yes, hello. I should have a song. How about Ethan James?
Ethan James. Do we change the line each time? Like, he plays games.
He's got a massive knob.
It doesn't quite rhyme. There's not enough syllables.
No.
Do you have a large penis?
Well, that's what the bookies are saying at the minute.
Which, who are you doing that with?
Paddy Power.
Right.
Pee-pee.
It's the only big pee-pee, isn't it? Mm. How's your penis these days, Ryan?
Oh, still the same.
So dry. Just...
Sorry, I must have missed the last update. Is that a good thing? Or?
Well, it's just there, isn't it? It's just being used for
getting in the way of anything.
That's the, it's the main use for me as well.
It is the use, yeah. But, yeah, just me... You know, it's no. Oh, I don't know what I'm saying. It. You know, no one's. No, no.
You do.
I just said, how's your penis? That's
you know,
all.
He's well.
He.
It's not the third person, though. You are responsible for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you are not a separate entity. That's your penis, Ryan. Yeah.
Do you not like talk to your penis?
Nope.
It goes where you tell it.
Sometimes I yell at my penis when, you know, I wee and it doesn't go where I want. And I'm like, God!
Yeah.
Max's chin's all the way over there.
In his own house. Safe and dry on his own. Yeah? No piss is getting on this chin.
Only one of us is a big stream around here. And it's my penis.
There you have it.
Nice.
Anyway,
yeah.
Sometimes
I speak to when I'm like, in the shower or something, it's like, come on, boy, time for a little wash.
Boy?
Oh, no.
Not man?
What do you mean?
Little lad.
What are you washing off it as well?
So Dave's in the other room and he can just see you go, come on, little boy, let's have a wash.
Let's have a little wash.
I'd whisper.
Too much little.
Do you speak to any other body parts?
No, not really. Just the penis.
I don't believe you speak to your penis, right?
Well, no, just like a little comment.
You're just trying to make yourself look cool and edgy.
Yeah, I believe you for a minute.
This is a sham.
You sing and dance in the bedroom.
Which I do. Yeah.
And if you were, when you're on your own. What are you singing to and dancing to recently?
Sort of put my hood up, pretend that I'm H rapping, pretend that it's diss tracks that I've made against other people.
And you've still not made your diss track against Stephen?
Well, no, but this is, I do this to get inspiration.
And is it working?
To sometimes. Sometimes it works.
One or two bars. Mm.
I don't feel like I can be dissed by someone who speaks to the penis in the shower to make themselves laugh.
In that way as well.
You are going to get dissed hard.
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah.
What rhymes with nose hair? Goes there. Ooh, yeah. Mm. Your bed, nobody goes there. Nice.
Right. You've just written more.
He's
than
sweating.
Well, for many reasons.
Give us seven, and you can't have withdrawal.
Such a prick. I'm just a sweaty man. The cameras are on.
Anyway, Max, what have you been up to?
Hey guys, great question. Not talking to my penis.
What?
You've fallen out again. On the bus.
Not big enough to fall out. Sort of tucked in. If anything.
Hey, psst. My penis is out, by the way.
Sure thing, mate.
Does that give me a free ride? I'm trying to think, what have I been up to?
No, you creep in 12, I can't drive.
Is that a diss at me?
I don't know if it's a diss. I was just playing the person you were speaking to.
Yeah, I'm not having this. I've not been well.
Oh,
been a bit poorly.
For how long?
Do you know what? Since
19.
Probably about. Trying to say about 2 weeks. About 2 weeks, I've been sort of up and down, cresting that wave.
And you've been here for the past 2 weeks.
We shook hands.
No, not like, you know, it's gone. I'm fine now.
Just feeling a bit.
Just a bit under the weather, but yeah, mentally sick.
Shit, man.
But
do you mean mentally down? Is it because you're moving house?
You know what? My voice had gone.
I must have missed this. You know,
I was going to say, it's been like up and down, like peaks and valleys, mate. But I know, I'm all good now. I've got my voice back and I'm willing to use it.
When you going to get yours back, eh?
Don't answer that.
One step ahead of you, dumb. Thought Ryan.
I went for a house viewing yesterday.
Congratulations.
Shocking. No, I'm fuming. It said four bedrooms in the listing.
Yeah, man.
And we get there and they're like, right, so this is the corridor, this is the, you know, the front hall, whatever. We go into a room and then in that room you've got the doors to the garden.
Nice.
We're like, okay, cool, brilliant. Go upstairs, three bedrooms, whatever. Where's the fourth bedroom?
Not even
like,
a place.
Oh, that room that you went in to get to the garden, that's the fourth bedroom.
Oh.
And we're like, okay, is there any other way into the garden? No.
That's ridiculous.
It's shocking.
But they.
But if that's your room,
use every trick, don't
first
they?
Class access to the garden,
and no one,
and
can
no one else,
the
no one else would be allowed to
without paying
can.
You at all.
They can.
There we go.
The
gatekeeper of the garden.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah,
love that. The garden fucking
so troll.
Slugging.
The fucking.
We all come out at night.
Fucking garden gnomes in his room again.
Magpies in cages.
One in the bed.
Yeah, you know, if they're willing.
It wasn't.
Then they'd be put back in the cage. That sounds worse. I'd free them. I'd say, go get out of there.
Waste
you
of a
know
shot.
What it'll cost you to get out of there. You know what it costs.
If you're not going to have sex with me, just go away. So that was my house viewing. Also, there was a crematorium next to the back garden, and the estate agent went, you won't get quieter, neighbours.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? As we hear the sobbing family members of the recently departed, crying because their grandma's been fucking turned to ash. Oh, at least the grandma's quiet.
But you're still on the house search.
No, I burn up and down, baby. it's been me. What about you, Stephen?
On Friday, I went indoor skydiving with Zoe. We go through the alphabet doing different dates. So she had N and did no gravity. And so we were in this place by, what's it called?
Chill Factory.
And then when we got there, she went, oh, by the way, I've put I've put you down as you're going to have to go, like, they go extra high, basically. If you pay more, they send you right to the top. Right. And I was like, well, no, you could do that. And she went, no, you're doing it. And then basically we walk through, and then I end up at the front of the queue. And I was like, oh, God, I've not seen anyone else do this.
Yeah.
I'm first. And you've got these things in your ears. You've got ear defenders, this loud fan going off. Not viewer. Probably was a few. And then I can't tell what he's saying. And he goes like this. And so I just nod. And then I'm in there. And he's holding me round, doing all this. And then he just shoots to the top. And it's weird because you want to look down and see what's going on. But then you've got to be in this position, basically, with your head back and your arms up. It's quite uncomfortable, to be honest.
Look down, is there any point going that high?
I guess it's the feeling of flying.
Was it cool?
Yeah, it was cool. And at the end, the instructor, him and another instructor, both got in there and were doing loads of tricks and flips, sort of synchronised as well.
Show-offs.
Yeah, it was. It was cool. That was fun. Nice. But Zoe went after me and then was smiling. Because you're around eye level with everyone. I just wasn't smiling because I was trying to focus on what I was doing. And she looked like something from Chicken Run because the wind was blowing her cheeks like that. But she looked really happy. I was like, oh, I should have done that. It was good.
But you should have smiled.
I was thinking, as I was doing it, I was like, do I look like I'm not enjoying this? And also, I couldn't tell if the instructor was holding me or not. Because with some people, he was holding them. With some people, he wasn't. Like with Zoe, he was just sort of letting her fly around. So at the end, I went to Zoe, was he holding me? And she went, yeah, the whole time. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. I was just like a toddler on a rein. There we go.
You must have seemed anxious, maybe.
I just probably wasn't very good at holding
being
the position.
Being held by someone, not smiling.
Yeah. Go on. Take you back to the magpie.
That's being held.
I wish you could fly. But I've got your wings now.
You go higher if you pay for it.
They're not paying you.
They might do. Yeah, magpies find shiny things and they bring it to people that train them.
Yeah, but
you've got it all figured
out.
That's
it, mate. Yeah.
Still, they're not paying you for sex, mate.
They might do. They're not. What magpies are into.
Two things are unrelated, aren't they?
No, those two are related. I won't come otherwise.
Fucking incest magpies.
Magdaddy. Magdaddy.
Magdaddy. I'm into pies. I won't say what.
So did that.
Yeah.
Sunday went to Liverpool versus Crystal Palace. Terrible football match. Great post game entertainment. Saw them lift a trophy and celebrate. That was really good fun. Then Monday was the parade. I was right at the start of the parade, where I'd been a couple of years ago, and there was way more people this time. Someone went, "Oh, can I get a picture?" And I said, no, because it was surrounded by people. And then we did a low one instead. And I was like, I just didn't enjoy it as much because the players came. Actually, no. The first bus was friends and family. I thought, fucking speed along, guys. We waited for this. Yeah, friends and family, get amongst us. Next one was the players one. Oh, on our side, we had a few okay players. But Virgil van Dijk and all the others must be on the other side. Fuming. Also, half of them are on the phone. Fuming.
On the phone?
Yeah. It just goes past like, great.
This is right at the start as well.
Yeah. Then the last bus is the coaches, as in the literal, the people who coach the players. They were having fun. They were giving it loads.
Was Slot on the last coach?
No, he was in the middle one. And then that was it. And it was done. And then people were going, oh, should we go to the Strand at the end? Because that's always a really good atmosphere. That's a lot of fun. But it's just stuck there for hours. So I was like, no, I'm going to get off. We left. And then obviously we saw later on, Zoe went, oh, did you see there's someone's driven into the crowd? I was like, oh, God. And then the video's awful. Very grim, weirdly enough. that day or the day before, I was thinking, oh, it's amazing that nothing bad's happened at these parades when we've been. And it's just a bit awful that that's something where you go, oh, it's good, nothing bad's happened. That aside, it was fun. Actually, no, the players can buck up their ideas next parade. Get off your phones, yeah? This generation on your TikTok. Unless they're watching the clips, then, you know, that's fine by me. but, you know, the day before I sat and watched your shit for 90 minutes, you can give the fans something back.
You need a Grealish character, don't you? Someone who's just...
Yeah, not on the pitch. maybe someone who's just fucking a prostitute underneath the coach. Grealish! Whilst his partner's on the first coach. He's awful. He's awful.
That's your dream, isn't it, to be a footballer?
Not anymore.
He likes the women's team, that's for sure, in their tight-fitting tops.
I've not even looked back at that. I bet that was edited to make...
there's no way to edit it and make it look good.
Well, no, but I was lying, wasn't I? At least I was lying.
You were lying! That's not what the clip says.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
great.
Jesus.
Yeah. I was at the City one. Well, I wasn't at it. I was just walked past it. It was on Urbis. I don't know what it was for. It wasn't the treble. I think it was the year after, and it was the bleakest fucking thing I've ever seen. It was just
the Premier League.
There was just loads of empty space. Just loads of middle-aged blokes stood around in the rain.
Yeah,
there was a band on or something. They didn't want to be there.
Could be Oasis.
Yeah, could have been.
It's the sound of Jack Grealish humping someone.
I got 2 assists this year.
Great, nice one, Grealo. Bank holiday, wasn't it? Did you do anything, Tom?
Went to Rockstock on Sunday.
I don't know what that is.
It's one of the UK's biggest tribute band festivals. It was my mate's birthday idea. He's 34, so he'd had about 4 different parties, as you do. So this was his last one, the big headline.
I don't like the idea of tribute bands.
Yeah, I'm not mad on it.
Do your own thing, you know, your bands.
We're off at a stage on the side watching Dolly Parton. She's doing all the accent
Dolly
and everything.
Parton.
You know, howdy y'all, Stockport. That's terrible. But,
Jesus.
Yeah, it was a bit bleak. And then the heavens opened while I was in the queue for a burrito. got absolutely drenched, wearing heavy cottons. And by the time I got to the front of the queue, they'd run out of everything, so I paid 11 quid for rice, salad and beans. I didn't hang around long after that. Didn't hang along with
eating some rice and beans as Dolly Parton played
in the piss wet
in the rain. My God,
even I'm a celeb.
So that was my weekend.
Ryan, did you do something? You must have done something.
Yeah, I've booked a holiday.
Ooh, nice. Ooh, where are you going?
Turkey.
Yeah.
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 Who with?
Dave and Doctor Khaled.
David Khaled.
The best surgeon money can buy.
Thanks for the invite, mate.
Yeah, sorry, mate. You're not a chilled person, though. You're going to want to go and do stuff.
Just because Tom wants to do stuff doesn't mean you have to.
Yeah, I know.
What do I do? You've actively
go explore it. Sorry,
obsessed with tribute bands, Tom.
Shocking.
You're obsessed. Yeah.
I just want to sit around the pool, me.
Well, we're going in 2 weeks.
I'm not on beer. Yeah. Shocking, this, isn't it? Where's your invite?
Must have been lost in the post, probably.
Fucking post.
I've not moved house yet, mate.
Do you get one?
No, because we discussed it last time. Because they'd already planned to meet up and book it. I was like, well, what about us?
You're all more than welcome.
I thought he'd write that wrong, though, in the meantime.
That would have been good to say before you booked it, you know.
Yeah.
What about Ethan?
Ethan's more than welcome as well.
Ethan seems chilled.
But again, not really invited. Seems a bit like you're just asking me now, because...
Yeah.
Does it seem like that?
It feels that way, Tom.
Just feels a bit rubbish, that way. Yeah.
Well, I apologise to everyone involved. Well, everyone.
Apologise to the viewers as well.
And the viewers. Sorry, none of the patrons have been invited.
And Max just said he's not feeling very well recently. He could have done with a
pickle. Yeah, a little bit of sun would have done me really good.
Well, if it's any consolation.
No.
Constellation.
The next day.
Conversation.
After booking it, we were looking at the hotel and we realised that all the photos we were looking at were AI.
And oh.
When we actually looked into the hotel properly, it's not even built yet.
I was going to say, surely not. It's not one of them.
So,
are you going in 2 weeks?
Yeah. We got a call yesterday saying that the hotel's been moved. But we have been sat on this for like a couple of weeks now, being like, oh, God, are we going to go on holiday? like, what's going to
when you say the
happen?
Hotel's been moved, have they just changed the picture on the AI images?
They're in space now.
Completely different booking. Still in Turkey, just completely different hotel now.
Nice little lads holiday would have been great.
Yeah.
Just what I need.
Would have fucking loved that, yeah.
They're not little lads, though.
Yeah.
They're big
boys. Well,
you know
one little lad that he's giving a wash every night?
Yeah. Or just doing it in the pool.
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that pool's going to... Dave's going to be pissing in that pool.
Yeah, probably.
It was probably your last chance to do a Club 1830 holiday, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Where are you going in
I
Turkey?
I did one. I can't pronounce it. Atalanta?
Can't even pronounce...
No, not Atalanta. Not Atalanta.
Atalanta.
Italia.
Italia.
Do you want to...
Atalanta. Italia.
Spell it, yeah.
It's definitely Turkey, dude.
You mean I can't pronounce it as well. Yeah.
Can't pronounce. Can't pronounce.
Are you AI, Ryan?
Oh, God, mate. Pronunciation.
I'm loving this Turkish pasta.
we did a sketch long ago. My pronunciations, was it baby?
Pronunciation.
You're going to Turkey to a hotel that's not been built yet, to a place you can't pronounce.
Yep.
I'm glad I wasn't invited.
Where are you going to? Anatolia. Go on. That'd be a great sketch at border control.
So I pictured the word and I just tried to say it.
Yeah.
So I think most people do that.
Yeah. And Atalanta
is
what came out there.
Cracking TED talk you did there, right?
Thank you.
Are you, how long are you going for?
A week, yeah.
And you said Tom isn't very chill, which put you off.
Yeah,
inviting him. So, you're just chilling and you're soaking up the sun.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it's going to be. So it'll just be a lot of drinking. Yeah.
Oh, that's not very chill.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I think about this?
Chilled drinking.
Because I don't like drinking, famously.
Every time you speak about it, you go, oh, I don't drink. Mm. I touch one drop. Mm. Because Ryan's a real drinker.
Mm. Yeah.
Are you going to have your app out there?
Logging in the beers. I mean, there'll probably only be like a couple at the hotel, but...
Yeah, still.
But yeah.
Beers a beer, innit?
Just a couple of beers at the hotel.
Yeah, a couple of beers.
Get to bed.
Yeah. Nice,
rinse
nice
and repeat for six more nights.
You're going for a week?
A week, yeah.
Weekend.
Oh, God, you might not survive it.
Well, it's six nights, but we leave till quite late.
That stale drag always does.
No issue getting the time off work now.
Sorry? No issue. No issue whatsoever.
Yeah, well, you only booked it the other day, and whenever we have something, it's always, I can't get the time off.
Yeah.
That's weird, that.
Well, I don't think, yeah.
To be fair, if you've gone for 6 days, you could probably get your six hours a week.
Yeah.
You're done in that week
That's
as well.
True,
yeah. Well, I've actually put through like 20 hours of holiday pay for that week. So like, I'm going to be earning more in that week going on holiday.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are you going to post it, or are you going to make a rhino whilst you're out there?
Oh, no, probably not.
Just do one as the entertainment at the hotel. Probably get more people watching.
Yeah, you
could probably do a tax write-off if you film a rhino out there.
That is true. Maybe I will film a rhino out there.
I feel like it's good for the rhino
tax
to be abroad.
6 hours a week?
I pay.
Just
I have to do it in one sum.
Change of scenery, innit?
Yeah,
what's the sum?
Well, last year it was 500. Why am I telling you my tax information?
Maxes, taxes. We're going to get to the bottom of Ryan's taxes this week.
Because it's with me for tax, so I'm not paying it monthly. It's just one big sum once a year.
When I said the sum, I meant like, you know, what were you adding up as a joke?
One big sum.
Thanks for telling us that. Yeah. I saw one of our, dare I say it, idols whilst at the parade.
Ooh.
Went against my code of conduct and took a picture of him. And so he went, if someone did that to you, you'd be fuming. I was like, oh, women. can you guess who it was? Someone.
All right, so all four of us, not including Ryan.
Us three mainly have bonded and we've enjoyed some of his work. Do you know who that is? It's Peter Serafinovich.
I couldn't make it out. Is he wearing his nose thing? Wow.
Yeah, he is.
What's his nose thing?
He has a similar thing to me, so he wears a thing to help him breathe.
Yeah. Right. He was there.
Good lad.
That's cool.
Yeah. He got off real quick. But yeah, so...
Peter Serafinovich, what a man.
It was cool to see him there.
I thought it was Calvin Harris.
We know it. Yeah, it's like saying Virgil van Dijk was there.
I know who it is, guys. I won't say, but I know who it is.
They are going to kick themselves. Mo Salah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry. I must take a moment. Obviously, we spoke about what happened at the parade.
Yeah.
Tom.
What's happened now?
I really appreciate you reaching out and checking on me. Max, the same, even though you were working. Yeah. Thanks for reaching out and checking on me.
No worries, man.
Ethan, you were at the Newcastle game. Thank you for taking the time to check on me.
That's
it was the day after, but still. Working Monday, were you? Right?
Too busy with your mates, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
Making plans.
No, do you know what?
Talking to your cock in the shower.
Yeah, do you know what? There's no excuse. I did actually say to Dave, oh, bloody hell, Stephen was there today.
Yeah, didn't get a message from
but
Dave
didn't,
either.
Didn't,
or yeah. Omrod. What do those three have in common? What could it be? Yeah.
Not Monday.
What are you on about?
My penis.
I'm smoking an imaginary cigarette as a detective, and you're doing what? Anyway, yeah, hope you drown in the pool or something.
That's fair, yeah, that's fair.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no, do you know what, now that you've brought that up, it's quite bad.
I didn't buy it.
Now that you've brought that up.
I'm not sure I get in charge for that tax, man.
The sum's too big. I can't do it in my head.
But I won the FPL league that we were in.
It's over.
Friends, yeah, I won by just a landslide. 150 points in the end. Yeah. Smoked their asses.
Is that a lot of points? I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
pretty outrageous.
You've sorted out the punishment for the loser.
Yeah. Although if they don't do it, because Ryan brought them into the league, Ryan will be doing it.
Well,
yeah. And Ryan also said second place gets punished. Guess who finished second? Ryan. Now
yeah,
he's
but
saying
we never agreed
doesn't...
to do that.
Well, you said it. Your word.
You told me to grow up, actually.
Exactly. As in, you know, grow up, Ryan. Let's wait till the end of the season.
Yeah.
None of this hyperbole stuff.
That is bad for you to suggest it and then finish second and then be like, no.
Yeah. Well, that's because I wanted either Stephen or James to get punished.
And now it's ended up
and
being
now I
you.
Ended up getting second, yeah. Right,
okay. That's because James was going to finish second, then he just moved to third, so you'd get punished. Clever play.
That's a great play.
So smart.
So, Ryan, your punishment will be coming, I'm sure.
Probably.
The person in last place has no chance, though.
Oh, it's done.
No, I mean, there's no chance that they'll
do the punishment.
I think he'll do it. I was surprised when he said he'd ordered it, so.
Well. So you were surprised. Fucking hell.
That's
what you brought
worried.
Into the league.
You brought the league into disrepute, Ryan, and that should be punished.
I have. I've been following this because I've been something of an impartial kind of
referee.
Sort of.
Tom's been first referee.
Yeah. Ryan's, he conducted himself awfully.
Well,
you have. You have.
Season.
No, look, the ref and the board are completely against
Max
me.
Is on the board.
Max, you have.
I bring these issues to the board.
Yep.
Without names, so there's no. I just talk about what people have done.
And I don't even understand football.
Yeah. Oh, so the right man for the board. Then.
Thank you.
Whoa, see, this is the kind of outburst. Yeah.
This is the kind of thing.
You try and deal with it in a sensible, balanced way. And he's booting off because it doesn't suit him.
Sorry, the guy who wants second place to be punished is talking about out to get people.
It was a mere suggestion.
Yeah, who is a mere suggestion?
It's a great suggestion.
A mere suggestion as a member of our board, actually.
I also suggested just not doing punishments
this
year.
Later.
God forbid we just have a normal year of fantasy football.
Look, the year of fantasy football is over and it has been a normal year. It's the punishments that need to be sorted out.
Yeah. And one punishment.
Yeah, the one punishment.
And can we just agree? If they don't do it, because you brought them in, you brought the league into disrepute, you shall be punished.
I will not agree to this.
That's what...
But you know what?
Think about it, though. That makes perfect sense. Like you can't be given it to second bottom.
I understand what you're saying.
Can't be second bottom.
It's sort of if you brought me into it, someone that doesn't understand football, and when I lose, and I'm like, you know what? I feel it's unfair that I have to take the punishment.
Did he make a comment about the fact that he thought James was going to lose?
He said he'd finish below him.
Right, okay. So you brought him in just so you would have a shield.
Yeah. And Ryan was down at the bottom, yeah.
Not
100%.
Yeah.
That's 100% what's happening.
I called you a rat months ago. And lo and behold.
After Christmas.
No, you don't. You finished fourth out of six people.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's be honest, our league is pathetic.
That was it.
But you guys are impartial.
Yeah.
You should be punished.
Yeah.
Just let us know. Just let us know. Also... Is it weird if I buy myself a trophy?
No, yeah. Not at all.
Well, Ormrod's trying to get in on it, saying the previous year should be given the title as well.
He should have put his own.
Yeah. that's why the board is so good.
Yeah, man.
Hey, guys, remember to subscribe to us on Patreon. £4 a month and you get 4 extra episodes. And a special, it's out. It's us camping.
Hey! Wow.
That's what you need to be punished for, Ryan.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, to be fair.
Yeah.
But are you a duck? He's a worm. You're a duck.
Why a duck's a quite again? Good.
You're doing the worm last week. Yeah.
I feel like a duck's quite good.
Ducking the challenges. Yeah. Anyway, it was great fun. Very funny. Something we've never done on YouTube.
Hmm.
Well, we've done challenges on YouTube, but this video we haven't done before. So it's a new concept.
Yeah.
Sell them the Patreon, guys. Go on.
Guys, if you love this great raucous banter and you want more of it, and you have £4 to spend.
You're judging the viewers. More of
you
it.
What?
Get a fucking life.
Our Patreon is in the description. Give it a click.
Yeah, mate.
And then do all the other
stuff. We have over 2,000 patrons. That doesn't mean we've got enough. It means it's great.
Yeah. Exactly.
Even if you don't love this and you're just like kind of ambivalent towards it, it's £4, isn't it?
What's £4?
In this day and age.
Yeah.
I don't notice £4.
No.
You know.
I throw £4 on the floor if I have it.
Really?
That is boring.
Just over a meal
deal.
That's
the most unbelievable thing I've ever heard.
I dropped 20p the other day and I ran after it. I don't even know where I can spend change.
Did a 5k?
Is that the top of the stairs in Rome?
So yeah, that's the Patreon, guys. Tom, you were telling me about the new eau de parfum you've bought.
Yes,
ooh. Stephen. So I was, I've been, delving into TikTok. Well, I'm just still an observer. I don't do anything. But,
you sent me a picture the other day. You topless with sweat glistening off your forehead in the dark with the caption completed Snapchat. So now you're on TikTok.
For fuck's sake. Yeah, so well, I mean, I'm not like on TikTok, just someone to do in it,
Yeah, God, it takes up time.
But no, I've just seen a TikTok. I bought a new I'm just trying to look after myself a little bit these days, I'm trying I've been in the gym, I'm buying some nice new clothes, thought I should probably smell good, because...
Smell good, look good.
New chapter.
Taste good.
But yeah, and I just saw this thing about the Liverpool players talking about how good Virgil van Dijk smells, and someone had a look at this and figured out this, well, supposedly is cologne, probably not true, but I thought, I'll have a bit of that for £16.99 on Amazon. So I purchased it.
That's thrifty Virgil.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to?
Well, I also think with Van Dijk, he's like 6'4", isn't he? And
he's
got great
all,
skin, great hair.
Yeah, 6 foot something, 6 foot, 6 foot something.
Yeah.
A bit like myself.
He is cool. Mm. I think he's objectively a cool person.
Yeah.
Is he a part of the Van Dijk family, like Dick Van Dijk, or is that...
I don't know. Yeah. I've never asked.
Okay.
I've met him there. Yeah, I went red in the face. Oh, what would you say to him?
Nice.
Is Stephen all right at the parade?
No, I'd be like, actually, mate, I've had you in my team. You've got me.
Why are you starting to go, actually, mate?
Like, yeah, that's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how old you're also.
I didn't know you are.
You.
And another thing.
Stop where you are.
Yeah.
Cheers, Ryan. So you want to become Virgil?
It's not so much that, I do have my own smell.
He's a similar age, so maybe it's that
yeah,
angle.
It could be.
It's a man's scent.
Yeah, I just thought, I don't really smell that much of much all the time. So I'll have some options. It's a good thing, you smell good, you feel good. People smell you.
Amen.
You smell good.
They feel good.
Feel good. Absolutely.
I bought an aftershave, which I had when I was a young boy.
Go on.
Well, like 18, 19.
Mm.
And then it got discontinued. And I was like, oh no, I love that one.
Did they bring it back? Or?
No.
Just oh, so you bought an
aftershave. Sometimes it happens.
That happened to mine,
Like the Mars Delight of the aftershave world.
Yeah.
But then I found it on eBay, a new bottle, sealed. So I bought it. I sprayed it. I was like, oh, it's not very good. Then I sprayed it again the other day. I was like, actually, I really like that.
Oh, nice.
So I don't really care if other people like it, but I like it.
Does it not have like an off date, or does it just stay that,
I don't know,
that way forever?
It should stay bottled.
Should be
fine. Oh, go on. I was going to say, I used to love Lynx Fever.
Yeah, it's the same, isn't it?
Lynx Fever.
Used to fuck me on Safari Pack.
And then they got rid of that. The orange Lynx, that used to be the best one. Anyway, carry on.
And,
that's good. No, yeah.
Cut that.
don't cut that.
I used to love.
Clip
full
it.
Stop. Cheers, Ryan. No, I just talked to me dick.
It's an ood.
6 hours a week isn't much, you know. Lot of free time. I dream of it talking back to me.
You want another wash, lad?
Do you ever...
I'm scared.
Do you ever have a wank and then you go to wash your hands, and when you put the soap on your hand, you go, oh, that looks like one I've just had on my hand. And then you go, what's on this one? What's on this one? Wait a minute. And then you have to taste one.
Yeah. I can't say I've been in that.
Not smell it, taste it.
It's the only way.
He's licking his soap again.
Is that my lavender cum? So have you tried it?
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
And is it your scent?
I can't really smell much.
Oh, you're a dream for these sellers.
So, yeah.
It's fucking water.
Well,
isn't
I
it?
Get a bit of a, you know, like an immediate hit, but I think then when it like dissipates, and for most people, they could probably smell it. I can't. Do you want to smell me?
Because I'll try it. Yeah. It smells nice.
Is that right, yeah?
Yeah.
It's an Arabic one.
God, it's
yeah,
not good.
You know.
That's, I was in this aftershave shop or perfume shop in New York. And I was looking around because they only have it in New York. And then the woman who was working there, she was talking about these different sprays, and with each one she'd go, I've sold it to 10 guys and 10 girls like that. And so the first one I thought, oh, okay, that's great. And then when she said it the fourth time, I was like, you're just using a phrase here for every spray. There's no way you're tallying up, you know, the sex of the people who buy it. So that really put me off buying one.
I hate being sold to like that.
Yeah. Just... And also, these were dead expensive. And none of them I was smelling. I was going, oh, that's great. Because the one I use most is quite cheap. And with these, I was thinking, I'm feeling the pressure to buy because she's just going at me and spraying.
That's how they get you, isn't it, really?
And then Zoe went, just don't buy anything.
Just walk away.
Yeah.
You remember the guys in like the club toilets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were great salesmen, weren't they?
They still do that?
I don't know.
I haven't been clubbing for a long time.
Been clubbing recently?
Last year. Oh, where was it? It was somewhere 42. In Norfolk.
One of his 6 hours he's been working.
Yeah.
But I was in the toilets.
Lynx Fever discontinued!
Is Ryan spilling his change on the toilet floor?
No Lynx Fever, no
Beaver.
Yeah, that's good.
There we go.
Yeah. But I genuinely didn't have any money, and he didn't spray me or anything like that, but he refused to give me any
paper,
like kitchen towel. Yeah. Kitchen towel. Like, yeah,
how do you wipe your bum?
Give it in custard.
Wipe my hands. And there's no hair dryers in there.
Did you get your penis to speak to him?
Why did he have wet hair?
The bloke in the cubicle chained to his dick for 15 minutes. Yeah, you're not having any of my stuff, mate. You freak.
We're going to get lucky tonight, aren't we?
Come on, boy.
Boy!
Yeah, lad.
Coming on, boy.
Awful.
Little fella.
Have you got a scent, Ryan?
A scent?
To your name.
No.
You, okay, he does. I mean, Diesel is what he likes.
Diesel?
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah, that is my...
Fuck me! What do you think I was asking?
Like odour. Like, sort of...
Like your favourite smell.
You just stink.
Yeah, Diesels, I am partial to Diesels. Any one of them as well.
Or just the... in the garage.
Bad, Diesel bad is my favourite.
It's pricey, but, you know, it lasts a while. Two car air fresheners dangling off his ears. The one I use I had a phase. I think everyone has this phase where it's what's it called? Paco Rabanne. Yeah. 1 million. And like, oh, what's this?
Yeah, so pricey though.
Yeah.
Cut
your prices.
Yeah, man.
What do you use, mate?
Oh, I've got something called like Mitchum's roll-on, and I wash my clothes.
Burns, doesn't it?
Yeah, it depends where you roll it. You don't roll it in sensitive areas, you'll be okay, mate.
Someone read the fine print.
I tried to get him, but big court case. You're not meant to roll it on your arse, Max. All right, fine.
Like the feel. I don't do it for the smell.
It's fucking 5 years old, mate.
The cap's on.
I've tried getting into it. The office in St. Peter's Square that used to have, there was, before I left, they used to give out like free stuff at the front.
Little samples.
Ooh, and I took about 100 home with me. Yeah. So I've got like 100, I mean, I've got like 5 left. Little diesel. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a box of them.
Two very classic ones, aren't they?
Mm. Oh, I thought you meant only the brave take.
Only a brave man.
No, a brave man would steal.
Would empty the bowl into his bag in the lobby at lunchtime.
And I was so quick to be like, "Yeah, you're right, man." Fucking speaking my truth, mate. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, mate.
News. Oh, no.
What's up?
Gary Lineker leaves Match of the Day after 25 years. I think was that your dream job at any point? Or have I just made that up in my head?
Yeah, maybe. Do you know what? I've wanted to do all sorts of stuff, but I feel like I should have moved more in that direction.
Still can.
I should.
Yeah.
Starting tomorrow.
You should, yeah.
Ooh. What are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, I'm working. I've got a meeting.
Do it in the meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I've got a holiday as well coming up. Do you know what? Let's just put a pin in it.
Yeah.
After the holiday, we'll start.
I feel like you said this a lot in the past, though. Like when you went travelling, you're like, yeah, when I get back, I've got my football channel to start. Yeah.
He did start the channel.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't want this to be another time that you say you'll
do. No,
do you know
what?
I have been a bit
tied up with work. It's always the time,
you're coming
isn't it?
Here, you're covered in bruises.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, this isn't a life to live, mate, is it?
It's true. Is it another one,
mate? Yeah, I'm in your corner, man.
Yeah. That's very brave of you.
Only the brave. Yeah. Ethan, what's your scent?
I get me grandma a buys that Paco Rabanne, the posh one you were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
she
yeah.
She loves that, does she?
Oh, she loves that.
Oh, Ethan, I could just rip your clothes off.
she's never done that. She can't rip them off.
Spray my pillow and it smells like
you'll have to start it. Maybe wear a onesie, pal. Pal. I pet. Oh, yeah. Sound weird now.
Hey up, lad.
She got a dodgy foot, so she can't.
Yeah, but a great.
That's grandma.
She's got a dodgy foot, even dodgier grandson.
Everything above the feet is just fine. Is that my grandson?
Oh boy. Poor Ethan. Oh yeah, Match of the Day. So I was thinking, for people here who, you know, are used to the cameras, maybe we could have a little practice of us being sat in the main seat on Match of the Day. Mm. How that would look. Actually, I'm going to take myself out of it. I'm not really the main presenter of Match of the Day. I'd like to replace Ellen Hansen. I've been trying to do that for some time. Mm. But I was thinking, yeah,
I'll
you three.
Help you, just probably.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so you want to be a pundit? I'll be an Ellen Hansen type. Damn you it. Could be a Micah Richards type.
Yeah.
Or do you want to be any Iluka?
feel like you'd be a better Gary Lineker.
No, I think Max is a better Gary Lineker.
Max can be Gary. You can be Wayne Lineker. You can be Gary Lineker.
Yeah, okay.
Right. And we're on in 5, 4, 3.
Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of my show. Here's my men. Oh, anybody got a Walker's crisp? There's my brother.
Hello.
Famous pedo, Wayne.
Oh, I'm not a pedo. I'm not a pedo.
No.
But if you want to walk to Ibiza, you will get the trip for free.
Is this your defense of being a pedo?
So much context missing there.
I'm Wayne Lineker. I'm not a pedophile.
Great weekend of sport.
I just like young women. Over to Alan Hansen for some football chat. Thanks for having me on.
That's the nepo.
I think they should cancel.
Maybe
rest
I
of the
could
day.
Be Adam Hansen. So yeah. I'm a new person, you know, because he's retired from.
Okay. Adam Hansen.
Where's Wayne boy announcing me? Gary.
Oh, was I meant to? Evan Hansen.
Fucking hell. So, yeah, I guess we'll send that off to the BBC.
Yeah.
We've got our contact, Joe McGraw, at the BBC, who could probably just slip that in. He's
oh,
in the building.
Of course, yeah. Fuck, I didn't even think of that.
See what they make of it?
Yeah.
We'll pass it on to SNL UK as well. Fingers crossed. Ethan, get ready for our first jingle. It's Tom Looney's Celebrity Gossip.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Jennifer Lawrence and Oprah dragged into Diddy trial circus.
I imagine there'll be a lot of people that are dragged into this.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Cut him off there, Ethan. He was gonna break open that whole case there. But
lucky people out there. Saved by the fucking jingle.
Feel like he's on the inside there. Yeah?
Ooh.
Protecting someone, are you?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. God.
No covers.
At what age did you start courting your grandma?
There was no age. There was no... No, what does that mean? No.
No age.
No. No.
I was no age. I wasn't even born at the time.
Oh, she's got bunions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fair enough, then.
Yeah, it's not for me, that.
No.
Bunions and bunda.
My dad's just had an operation on his bunion.
Do you want to have this chat after we finish the podcast?
And then...
What is a bunion?
It's like when your foot goes, like the toe grows different
direction. Oh, like a broken toe sort of thing.
It just grows out a bit, yeah.
And then he was cutting wood in the garden, and he missed, like, I don't know what he did with his axe, but he hit his testicles. Now he's got to go to hospital to check up on his testicles.
Oh my god.
He axed his own testicle.
So, what do you mean, like the handle bit or the
Yeah,
axe?
Yeah, like he swung like that and he just didn't.
Oh, the actual axe part.
Yeah, the handle.
Swung round.
Yeah.
It's not the handle. Wooden part.
The wooden handle.
No, just,
handle.
But the way he's doing it, it's like it's swing. He's holding it and.
Yeah.
He's done this, the idiot.
Yeah. He is. Yeah, he was an idiot. Yeah. But yeah, enough about my dad's balls.
Great new segment. Dad's balls.
What are we talking about there? Sorry.
You're talking about your dad's balls.
You're talking about your dad's bunions.
we've gone from the P Diddy case to your dad's balls.
Yeah. Is this the Patreon or is this going to be on YouTube?
This will be on YouTube.
You say what you want, we'll sort it into whichever file it needs to go.
It's just whether or not my dad's going to see this.
I thought you said he doesn't watch it anyway.
Your dad can't find £4.
Your dad's not in the Patreon.
No,
that's really pissed me.
Carol will join the Patreon eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
We've said enough things.
Ethan, can you just cut this up for the Patreon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is just for the Patreon.
Go on.
I'm always good at my job.
Go on, man.
We need to get... People are dying for an Ethan Cameron, but I was thinking we should tease them with, you know, maybe we'll do it episode 10.
Mm.
Yeah.
Keep them watching. Keep them
at
watching.
At 3,000 patrons, we'll reveal Ethan.
The back of his head.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
People are going to start unsubscribing now.
We'll see the back of your head and the front of your grandma's thighs.
God, who wouldn't want to pay £4 for that, eh?
Granddad.
He's dead.
Oh.
It was always likely, wasn't it?
Yeah. Rest in peace.
If she's moved on, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I'm glad she's got company.
Such close company.
It's not easy, is it?
So it's now time for your laugh, you lose. Max, it's your go again.
Hello. After the success of last week, I thought, you know what? There's no point in me trying to make stuff, create stuff.
Good.
That's not what I'm about. You know, I'm not very good at that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd leave it to the professionals, and I just found an old Wingmen clip. I just get that. It's on the cutting room floor, but it's a bit of fun, you know.
Channels on the floor, mate.
Pardon?
Channels on the floor.
At the moment, yeah.
You just let it go to rack and ruin.
No, there's more people involved than me. Some of those people have...
Face of the company, mate.
The blood of the Wingmen on their hands. You know who you are? I'm not going to name names.
Oh, does the blood look like strawberry jam by any chance?
Weirdly enough, it's not him.
Oh.
We have 5 videos in the tank. Cut this because it's boring. But we've got 5 videos in the tank. And they've not been edited. Anyway, so this is just some of these great stuff he's not edited that I found this morning.
Why don't you edit it?
Pardon? What? Why don't I edit them? I'm busy, mate. I've got a job. I've got a job that starts at 7 and ends at 11 every night.
Every night?
Not every night. 3 nights a week.
This is part. I'm counting this as part of it.
Yeah.
It's starting in. Can you count me down, please, Ethan?
3, 2, 1.
What are you eating there, Joe?
A book.
I gotta say, it's delicious.
Didn't ask.
My God, it's loose, isn't it? I guess this is the squirty element of it.
Oh, here's some tissue for your nose.
It's not shy.
Right. So, was it tasty?
It's Moorish. I've got to say, I did think it was going to come with rice.
I thought, you know what, last night when I made that, I thought, I don't want to put that.
What was your idea last week? You're like, oh, I've got an idea.
No, I tried doing the other idea and it didn't work out as well as I wanted it to.
Not fart noise. There's only 3 here.
Do you know what the worst part is? Yeah, it was. But I did that last night and I woke up at like 2 in the morning and I was like, I feel really bad, I can't do that to Joe. And then I didn't think of anything else, so there you go.
It's loose is what got me. Do you know what? I was very close from the get-go. Was that me then, Ethan?
Joe's voice. It's probably for, yeah. It's probably.
I had my eyes closed
because I'm going away, aren't I?
Yeah, so, you. Yeah. I laughed after you laughed.
Great.
Yeah. I chuckled at the end.
Stephen.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Who saw that coming? Well, Max, I'll see you next week. So I was on the Patreon account and someone was speaking about Ryan.
And a lot of people do.
And they referenced one of his acting profiles. And I looked at the pictures attached. I was like, what is he doing?
Acting profile.
So I had to search it for myself, the first picture.
Right, this is
second picture.
Well, these were.
This is something you put together.
Oh, that's that one. So this was a. It turns out I made. Oh wait, that's the last picture. So this is a profile I made. I edited one of your acting profiles a long time ago and never got around to telling you about it.
Oh yeah.
So this is what I changed it to.
Oh no.
Ryan Locke. I'm an actor, and a bloody good one at that. Based in Manchester. Male, he, him. About me, I'm just a young, hungry boy looking to make Mama proud. Appearance, 5'9".
Yep, that's right.
Playing age, 14 to 30.
30?
Yeah. Acting credits. first one is a film, Avengers Infinity War. Captain America. In brackets, don't check that. Television work, 8 out of 10 catch this countdown Christmas special, Elf.
Get him in, get him in.
Then your theatre work, and this is where you shine, you know, you love the stage, and it loves you. Theatre, Peter Pan, which you did do for a 4-month tour.
Yeah.
You played all of the Lost Boys and Captain Hook's friend from school.
Right.
2019 theatre, Jack and Me Beanstalk, 5-month tour. You played Colonel Horndog and Barney Rumble. 2015 theatre show, it was a sketch show called Spread 'em. Did you actually do this?
That is.
All right.
Why did I put that on there?
Yeah. No, I must have edited it. various characters, each one funnier than the last. Theatre, Sherlock Holmes, your character was a shamed sex offender.
Guys, is this still out there?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Theatre show was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Your character was Pussy Peter.
Is it like a reputable website?
Yeah, Starna.
It is, but it's not like Ryan. Yeah, it's not like Spotlight, but yeah, it is still. People will see that, yeah.
Why haven't you taken it down?
I completely forgot about it. I don't use Star now anymore.
Yeah, but there'll be people
going, we need this. I didn't know about this.
I put, you were taught at Salford Uni by Robs and Eric.
That's half true.
And then I've just done a summary.
Shamed sex offender.
I'm an actor looking for a line, in brackets, and I don't mean the type you snort, although if you've got any go. Got any of that going, then I wouldn't say no. To be honest, I feel like I act best when I am a bit coked up. End of brackets. I also don't have any other skills. Mm. There you go, Ryan. So,
and that's got you no work.
Apparently so. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Is the email address right? That could be the problem.
Yeah. That's
bloody hell.
I really hope no one has seen it.
The Avengers came back in.
I'm not paying for it.
Oh, okay. I don't think anyone
would need a shame sex offender for Avengers 5.
I haven't changed all this stuff.
Evil paedophile.
Should we go through your actual one here that hasn't been edited?
No.
Some great characters, Ryan.
Probably from
you.
Long time ago.
How to be Stormzy? You played Mandem. The Shape of You grimy remix. Yeah. So you played.
I can tell you how long ago it was then. Yeah.
Mandem. Beauty.
Is that
the
same character?
Beauty and the Beast. Pantomime.
Yeah.
He's back.
Mother Myrtle.
Yeah.
How to Become Popular. You played Ryan Locke. The 3-pound cook-off challenge.
That's the saddest one.
You played a student.
that was. You're a character.
This is my favourite. Jack and the Beanstalk, you played Squire Bogey and Wee Willy Winky.
Yeah. Wee Willy Winky only had one scene.
Oh, that's a shame.
He gets hit in the fucking head with an axe handle.
You should get to talk to Wee Willy Winky on a daily basis now.
Yeah, that's true. That's what,
yeah. Are you getting much work through these profiles?
Do you know what? Weirdly enough, maybe not through the profiles, but I did have an email a couple of days ago asking to be in. There's this like short film company, and they're putting together their first feature film or second feature film.
Well,
sorry. And yeah, they asked me if I wanted to be in it. So it's in the Cotswolds in November. It's like four.
Did you
or
five say yes?
Days. I did. I had a chat with them this morning. It's a serious though. It's not. It's no comedy.
Oh, and they've gone for you.
Yeah,
and they want Mandem.
It is crazy.
What did they reference anything they saw you in, or was it your stage work?
Do you know? I didn't ask.
Do you know what you're
they
playing?
They just thought I'd be right. Yeah, yeah. I'm playing. So I don't want to.
Disgraced paedophile.
Sex offender.
I'm not ashamed at all.
To summarise, people on a desert island, or not desert island,
in the Cotswolds.
They're trapped on an island. Well, they're filming it in the Cotswolds, but they're trapped on this island.
Yeah.
And I'm like a 24-year-old farmer.
Right, you've lost me there.
24-year-old
farmer.
Oh, they said far right.
And my dad, who's really old, has we've messed up the crops basically. There's no
crops on this island,
and everyone's blaming
us. What are you growing?
Because that really would have helped.
But I don't want to give too much away.
Give it a lot away there.
But Stephen Fry was in their last one.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So, and they said they're going to try and get a.
So
a
you're the new Stephen Fry to
play
them.
My dad. Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe I'm the.
From Stephen Fry to Stephen Try, his mate.
Yeah. No, I've not read the whole script yet.
Nor will you at any point.
You should read it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got it today.
I would advise that.
Got it
yeah.
today.
Okay.
If that was me, I would have cancelled this and I would have just been reading that script.
Yeah.
Reading that script, immersing myself. I would have moved to the Cotswolds by now to acclimatise. I also would have said, why me?
Can you give us some acting? Like, you're a 24-year-old farmer. You've got a really old dad.
Yeah.
We could act this out.
And you're and you'll feel
you cry as well.
Do you want to be his old dad?
Yeah.
I'll be a police officer. You could be a police officer on their first day.
Okay.
Or an accuser. It's up to you which way you want to go with that.
Take it easy on the first day. Not so much. Go
this is your ID.
Yes.
24.
Yes, I look good for my age.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I had him at 80.
Sorry?
I had him at 80.
Father, please.
Excuse me. Stop trying to silence this man.
I was 80 years old when he was born.
Really? How old are you now?
You do the math.
Well, wow, it would be 104.
It would be.
He's at least 45. So that makes you 125.
Yeah.
How old's your wife?
I've got so much maths to do. 67.
Okay, that's fine.
Hang on. If he's 45, 22 to 80.
Wait a minute.
22 and 80. That's
that's
crazy,
fine.
Though.
That's legal. Yeah. That's legal in the Cotswolds.
What isn't legal is what you've been growing, sir.
Yes, sorry, it's so much to process.
Tell us about the process of what you've been growing.
Nothing illegal.
It is. I think
deny everything.
My deputy will tell you that is illegal to grow.
Yeah. Me and my dad have been
dads.
Yes, I'm a dancer.
When did you marry a man?
When did I marry a man?
He said him and his dads.
He said dads, not
dads. Oh, dads. Right? Dads.
I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's funny. I think this is serious. This is fucking serious.
Is marrying a man a crime dancing. In the Cotswolds?
What?
Is marrying a man a crime in the Cotswolds?
I didn't say it was. He said, when did you marry a man?
Oh, you're so questioning. 20 years ago.
Can't believe Stephen Fry cancelled. Look here, boy.
Boy, he's a man. He's older than you.
Yeah, I can tell. If you shed 3 tears, we'll let you off with growing all this you-know-what. Why are you laughing?
God, it's tense.
Could be tears of joy, son.
Yeah.
Come on, son.
I don't think I can do it in this sort of...
Right.
You're going away for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I need my sonny to take care of me.
Yeah.
Not serious enough for you.
I don't know what I'll do without
rub my bunions.
My father... When he passes, I can't. I'm not crying, Q. It's not happening. I'm as dry as a bone. It's like talking to my wee willy winky in the shower.
Why is your penis dry in the shower?
I don't put it in.
My question is, who the fuck is this guy?
I do watch it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well done, mate.
Yeah.
If you like that acting, Ryan's email address will be scrolling across the bottom of the screen.
No, come on, just do phone number. Get with the times, mate. Could we have the Stephen Tries jingle, please?
Oh,
Stephen Tries.
Lies!
Damn
it. Curses.
Stephen lies. Stephen sweet little lies. Oh, yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Should we do it one by one? Start with Ryan.
Yeah.
Go on, what have you got?
I've gone Jack / Isabel.
Amelia.
Shannon.
Oh.
Meat sheath.
So, guys?
What was the question, please, Ethan?
Yeah.
The question was, what would you name your firstborn?
Wow, Meat Sheet Smith.
Top of his class.
Yeah. No, it's just a good name, isn't it?
Yeah, MS for sure.
It's powerful, isn't it?
It says everything you need to know about a person.
Meat Sheet Smith.
Yeah.
And people think that the name's just Sheath Smith.
Mm. It's like, there you go.
Meat Sheath Smith.
Yeah. About the same initials as me.
What was yours, Tom?
Shannon.
Yeah. Got more N's in that name. I really like the name Amelia, but I've been told I can't have it.
Why?
Why not?
Zoe went to school with someone called Amelia. wasn't very nice. So. Oh. Ruined
really?
It.
No. Ruined you it. Need to find that Amelia.
It's also quite common.
Is
now,
it?
This name, yeah. Like Olivia and Amelia are really common names.
I went for Jack / Isabel.
Isabel?
Isabel.
Why would
yeah.
you do that? Isabel end, that's too easy.
Yeah. Isabel.
I'm gonna think of this.
Yeah. Jack, I think Jack.
Jacklock.
Jack.
Have it, the Jacklock.
Poor bastard.
Oh, I should have said Paddy.
Paddylock, yeah.
Oh, is that what she wanted before she went?
Yeah, now she's with someone called Paddy. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, is it your son?
Basically.
God, that'd be wild, wouldn't it?
Would be wild.
Yeah. Mm. Your little son dating, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Obviously, I think it's Max who's...
You're kidding.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Might not be.
Why Shannon? Any reason?
I like Irish names. Mm. You know, a bit of a nod to the heritage.
Yeah, I don't like that name.
Yeah.
There's nothing for me, that.
Like sounds like a little Britain character.
Like yeah.
Hey, up well. It's Shannon. Hey! I don't know what they say on there. They throw up, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, do a lot of vomit stuff. Ooh.
What does Meat Sheath do?
Clever a lot comedy. Of vomit stuff. I think Meat Sheath's going to run away and live in the circus. That's what I get from Meat Sheath. Like a carnival man.
Yeah.
Or woman.
Yeah.
It's unisex.
Meat Sheath.
Yeah. Hey, up it's Meat Sheath. Well, I can't even say it. I shouldn't say it. It's not my name. My son's.
tough, isn't it?
Yeah,
I'd probably go for kids. Max for that one. Yeah. I think Max got the.
Yeah, you're kidding.
What, was your question?
Yeah. Well, have we all decided that?
God, I'm sorry. Said, yeah, you know. I'm voting for Max.
You
yeah,
sure?
I guess we'd have to vote for Max.
I feel like you're following the crowd.
It'd seem rude not to.
Right.
Meat Sheep.
Max, were you? Did you have a different question?
Yeah, I did. I don't. To be fair, I. What's your favourite slang term for a vagina? I don't really like slang terms for vaginas.
Meat sheath.
Meat sheath.
Well, I heard.
Why didn't you put
favourite slang term?
I don't have a favourite slang. I'm not going around going, hey, where's your clam?
Max has used this in the bedroom, hasn't he?
You could say fufu or something.
Fufu. I don't like fufu. It's too. It sounds too.
Sorry, meat sheath.
Scooch that meat sheath over here.
You can only win, really, with. Fanny. Fanny's a name.
Yeah, Fanny or... Yeah.
Nice one, Ethan.
Muff. Yeah.
Awful, Muff. Ethan.
Yeah.
Good of Muff.
Muff Minge.
Smith. Muff Smith.
Minge Smith.
Minge. I don't like Minge.
Yeah.
Clip that.
I love it!
don't clip that.
Please don't get and delete that, if anything. Edit that out.
Clip that now.
Me and my room full of magpies just screaming, I love Minge.
Well, they're screaming, you're screaming. What's your favourite term for a vagina? Minge.
Probably Muff.
The Chamber of Secrets. The long-lost treasure trove.
Yeah, Muff. I'll go for Muff.
Muff.
Favourite term? No, I wouldn't answer that. That's crude.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It is a crude
awful.
One.
Awful. Because also, I don't so know I, what so answer could have worked, but yeah.
Well,
it's Fanny, but
yeah. It's perfect. That
it would have been
obvious if you were thinking, mate. Yeah.
You should have gone Fanny.
No, because I assumed I had the same question as everyone else.
No, I think you knew.
Not at all. And also, I Stephen lies.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell the truth.
Anyway,
another great clip there.
And someone better than the Rizzler this time, you know?
Yeah.
I'd say
possibly.
It's always Max. It's one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Well, as people don't see this, I shuffle the cards in front of you, and I let you pick your own cards.
Because Max took the longest, I thought he must have the worst one.
Yeah.
So that's why we went that way. Mm. I think that worked perfectly.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's next? Is it IMAX? Is it time for the IMAX?
Could be, if that's what you want.
Magpie Max.
Yeah, great new segment.
Go on.
What? Okay, oh God. I saw a few magpies on the way here.
Can you just do your normal thing, please?
Yeah, sorry, I'm waiting for the jingle.
Oh,
that you so graciously
Joe.
Made.
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
Bros tweaking.
Hello, guys. Who loves the movies?
You do.
Not
goes through me.
Not kids, apparently. Too busy watching YouTuber boxing to go to their local cinema and watch Oppenheimer or other great fresh new films.
God, he's like,
so I thought I'd take it upon myself to marry the two.
What, are you marrying kids?
Not marrying kids. No. YouTuber boxing and Hollywood.
Right.
And that's IMAX for this week.
Yeah, but YouTuber boxing's been on Netflix, and that's very close to
Netflix
Hollywood.
Netflix is in Hollywood, though.
Well, some
I love
films come
TV
out.
Shows.
Yeah, but you always blow the lines in this.
You
thing,
did
you
have
know,
TV show last week.
I'm getting cool. I'm getting actors. I'm getting characters from films to box. Like actual characters from films.
Who cares?
I've got a lot of praise for last week's IMAX. Actually,
what was last week's? Just because Ryan wasn't here.
Have you not watched the episode, Ryan? Shame.
Just never any access.
Yeah, I've not been sent the link.
Don't have the Patreon.
I didn't send you the link. God.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Ugh, I'm fuming. Why is it I see more kids watching YouTubers box rather than going to their local cinemas for a viewing of the latest, freshest movies? Me! Had enough. I've got together every movie character and put them on this spinning wheel. And whoever's name comes up, I'll fight them. That'll bring in the crowds. Yes, come in. Let's get this started. I'm all roided up and I am ready to go. Will it be Rocky? Superman? No, it's Rosemary's Baby. Hey. Okay. Oh, yes. Show me Boss Baby. The Rugrats in Paris. Yes! People care about the movies again!
Look at this!
Look at the strength of that animal!
How powerful!
Willow! The baby for Nanny McPhee!
Oh my God! I don't believe what I just saw!
God, I don't know if it's the roids talking, but it really feels like I've just been fighting babies for 10 hours. Oh, is my wheel of famous baby characters, lol. Right, here's my wheel of famous adult characters. Okay, so our first adult is Benjamin Button. Lol.
Get out. Get out.
Have you seen Rosemary's Baby?
Shut up, Ryan. He's leaving.
If you had, you'd want to punch that baby.
It's a low moment, isn't it?
I'm off to go watch it, actually.
It's a low moment for the podcast. Low so moment for Max.
So you got a fresh new trim, Ryan?
Yeah, fresh new trim. Got it done today. No grades this time.
No grades? What do you mean?
Says the guy I usually
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Is it okay to come in?
Yeah, yeah.
I sure guess so.
I see an empty chair over there. I just wondered if...
Fucking
hell.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's gone. He's gone. Yeah.
But you know what? It's fine.
Is it?
Is it not?
Wait, there you go. You've gone so far.
Nancy over there in the corner.
Yeah. What's your name?
Great question.
Never mind negative Nancy.
My name is... it's obviously me, Giles Smith.
Giles Smith.
You must have known who it was as I walked in.
It's great to have you, Giles.
It's great to be here.
You're such a...
Thank you for the clap.
Good energy.
Sorry, I said you on the last week.
Giles, can I ask... What are you doing here?
Great question. Can you give me a moment to read this wall of text I've been given?
Giles, what are you doing?
I'm assuming that's an X, but it looks like a V. One thing's for sure, boys. I'm definitely not here to speak about the exquisite sex I had with my cousin last night. I'm not here to talk about that. Okay. I'm not here to talk about that. Don't ask me any questions about that. Not one!
Male or female?
Me? Are you talking? Are you asking me?
Yes.
I'm 100% man.
Okay.
Giles Smith.
Exquisite.
100% man. Oh. And does that frighten you?
Your cousin Max Smith, by any chance?
He's 100% man too. Does that frighten you, boys?
No, it sounds exquisite.
Very exquisite.
Was it a good shag?
One question!
God damn it!
You stupid slut!
Have some grace and decorum for our guest here, Giles.
Grace and decorum last week.
Are they Grace Smith and Decorum Smith?
Yes. We're my extended family.
Big family.
Yeah, very big. What the fuck do you mean by that? They're actually quite thin, actually.
A lot of people, aren't they?
Quite thin. They're 18 stone.
A lot of options.
Fuck wit.
Giles.
Hello. Don't say my name too much. I might wear out.
Like that vest?
Well, it's getting there.
You're wearing it out, I mean.
Yes, I am wearing it out, yes.
Giles, what were you wearing, last night?
Pardon?
What were you wearing last night?
I was wearing a lovely two-piece.
Oh, what were the two pieces?
The hat and the glasses.
And what was your cousin wearing?
It's a onesie.
Oh, yeah.
One of his socks. Yes. I had to pull the other one off with my teeth.
Had to.
God. Is this the first time anything like this has ever happened?
Well, not the week before he did.
No, with this particular cousin.
Great question. My mind's going back and I'm thinking, last week, the week before.
He's answering questions now.
You went about the sex?
No, I don't think so. No. You seem to be fine to talk about the week prior's sex, but not last
I'm
night.
I'm so happy to talk about that. It takes me a week to sort of to go over it in my mind.
But you already know it's exquisite.
Sex with me, baby, is always exquisite.
You have a lot of sex, Giles?
Does the Pope live in the Vatican City?
I've been there. I didn't see the Pope.
The answer is yes, right. He does. He has a house there. He's probably got a kitchen.
Have you had sex with the Pope?
I've had sex with the Pope.
How old were you?
How old am I now? That's the real question.
We didn't ask.
But you don't want to answer those questions, do you? That's not what you're asking.
Yes, I've had sex with the Pope. Not the Pope you're thinking of, though.
Oh, go on.
Not a religious figure.
No, I was thinking of Pope who plays in golf in Newcastle.
Yep.
That's who I've had
in Vatican City.
Yes, handball.
Yeah.
Mouthball.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. Well, it's basically
What'd you get your beret for?
Why have you got shoes on?
Oh, just
why have you got trousers on?
Just to protect my feet from the floor.
Well, okay. Well, same. To protect my head from the floor. Why does anyone wear a fucking beret, sir?
Is your head on the floor?
It could be. It's been on the floor in the last 12 hours.
Yeah, yeah. Head down, ass up.
Yes. I own this place.
You own it?
I own this office building.
What number are we in?
I don't care. I pay other people to care about that shit for
You're
me.
You're paying people to know what number this is.
Have you got any high-profile friends?
Yeah, I've got some high-profile friends. Yeah? You would like to know, wouldn't you?
I would, yes.
Yeah, I know two Saudi businessmen.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's their business?
I don't want to ask, but I think it involves selling stuff.
Do they
to shops?
And do the Saudi businessmen? Do they mind you having gay sex with your cousin?
I don't talk to them about it. I don't go there and I go, "Hey, up, lads."
Do you tell them that you don't want to talk about it?
I just got fucking up to me nuts and what?
Do you tell them like you did us that you don't want to talk about it?
I do. I sit down and I say, "Look, boys, I'm not here to talk about me having sex with my cousin last night." I'm not here for that.
You just here to talk business.
I'm here to talk business. I've got shops that I want to sell your stuff in.
What is your business?
I own this.
But this isn't a shop, right, though.
Yeah, but there's a vending machine downstairs. My cousin, he keeps going on about, "Oh, I want fucking chockey, mate."
Yeah.
And I say, "Well, go to my vending machine then."
Wow. Is this during the exquisite?
It makes it more exquisite, talking business.
Oh, that's lovely.
Is your cousin business-minded?
Oh, it's the only thing on his mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Apart from his meat sheath.
Oh. How'd you put it on his mind?
He wears me like a hat.
Nature's beret, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
Yeah. It's lovely, though.
Well, you got to do it. You got to do it.
Yeah,
somebody's got to do it.
So your cousin will want to talk about this, about the exquisite sex.
He's a bit like me. He says, I'll
probably see him later.
He says, "Don't mention the exquisite sex."
Yeah, why would you tell us that though? Because you've told us all the details.
I would never have suspected.
Yeah, that's such a weird thing to start with. Don't mention this.
Do you know how many people on this earth are doing things?
Come on.
Do you know how many people on planet Earth are doing things and they're not wanted to talk about having sex with a cousin? Do you reckon King Charles is going into rooms going, "I want to talk about having sex with my cousin"? No, he doesn't. He wants to be a king.
Yeah, great point.
Do you think
I guess
other people do that? Yeah. I'm here to talk about... Look, if you don't want to hear about vending machines, you can fuck off. You can all fuck off and I'll just stay in myself and do the podcast myself.
Oh, I'm so tired, but I guess...
Hey guys, if you go on the Patreon now, £4 a month, you can ask me to put stuff in my vending machine. £4 a month, that's all I'm asking for. Now, anyway, Ethan, as I was saying, right, well, now I'm in a very fucking bad position because I want to know what they're doing. They're clearly out there. They've probably gone to my vending machine. All this talk about hot grub. Well, not hot grub, cold, frigid grub. And like my cousin...
Ethan, can we have the final question, por favor?
It's the final question.
Alright,
lads. Hi. We're limp there, mate.
Let's go round the camera. I had some idiot who didn't do that. Ethan, what's our question, please?
The question I have today is, in your life, have you had more pints or wanks?
Wanks.
100%
wanks. You're talking to the wrong crowd.
I don't really drink pints.
My question today...
Closer for me, I think.
...is do you think you've had more vodka lemonades or wanks?
Well, I've not had eight vodka lemonades today.
Hang on, what is this I've been drinking? Yeah, the frog bucket's gone downhill, I'll be honest. I've sort of gone back on vodka lemonade. I used to, it was one of those drinks I hated it.
A bit of lime to him? Is that you?
No, but yeah, I did like vodka and lime soda. But vodka lemonade, I think I must have had.
Yeah.
Just a horrible time with. Yeah. And then, but when did I have it? It won me back around.
Huh? I washed some tablets down when I was many years ago with a lemon flavoured water, and I had lemon sick everywhere. So.
Lemon sick?
Yeah. Never.
I'm really into lemonade.
Yeah, man.
You know what, Aldi, they've got one called Vive or something like that. Really good. Sugar-free, really good.
Vive. What about you, Ryan?
I think probably Wanks.
No, I was talking about favourite drinks.
Oh.
I don't drink a wank.
Joe, weirdly enough, actually, I have also gone back onto like vodka Coke, vodka lemonade.
I didn't say vodka Coke.
Yeah. I know, but
shot of vodka
just vodka
line.
In general. Yeah. I used to, like, uni was all vodka, and then went on to like, then I preferred rum, but now I'm back on vodka.
You used to have one shot and then find the drunkest person to lose your virginity to.
Yeah. One shot lock.
Just kept doing it.
Yeah.
Normally it worked. I remember the worst. I was at uni. I used to get a. We got a stein, like a big glass stein.
Big glass, yeah.
I remember once my pre-drinks. I used to just fill it up with Jaeger.
Messerschmitt.
And then, Messerschmitt. And
the cheap Jaeger.
What, blue lightning.
Not that I wasn't involved. I just
and
observed
I would just
it.
Drink
I'd,
that.
I turned up to a party once where Max had finished his stein.
Yeah.
He was a mess. He was falling all over the place.
A lot of alcohol issues. Yeah. Well, addiction issues, I think. Yeah.
I was drunk again at the weekend.
Oh, Tom.
So that Rockfest thing, it was my mate's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do that a lot? Yeah.
Not even once. No, just a lot of shivering in the cold.
Just beans and rice all down your shirt.
What else?
Oh! Well, he's asking you, mate.
Yeah, leaves, lettuce leaves.
A whole meatloaf as well. You going to go to Parklife this year, Ryan?
No, not at all.
Ask some teenagers what they're wearing.
Yeah.
Well, do you like Doja Cat?
Loads of ages.
Do you like Doja Cat? What's your favourite Doja Cat song? That's mine too.
Yeah.
Ryan, what's the youngest
age? What do you mean?
Age?
I have to give an example without you telling me.
What's the youngest age that you'd date?
That'd date? Yeah. 25.
How old are we? 29.
Yeah.
What's the rule you wear?
Half your age plus 7.
Someone's been doing math.
What's the youngest you'd date, Tom?
Don't worry about the 7. No, yep.
My calculator's missing the 7 button, guys.
It's not my fault.
Half your age. Half it again.
I thought
again.
You said 7.
Half minus 7 again.
She's not my girlfriend. Pregnant belly is. Fucking weird, Tom.
Yeah.
Fucking. I'm dating her ovary.
There's a.
God.
There's an age gap couple recently that's.
Yeah. Oh,
I'd have to tell you about this. Chris Hughes and Jojo Siwa from Slow to Big Brother.
Mm. What was the gap again?
He's 32 and she's 21 because someone showed clips of them. In 2017, and he's rapping in a music video after Love Island, and she is just a kid.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Go on.
It won't matter one day, will it?
That's too big of a gap. I think 21 to 32 is too big.
I think it's, if you're at different life stages, aren't you? Depends if two people are, you know.
Yeah, man.
I think, do you know what? We don't need to get into the dynamics of all that, do we? For the final question.
Which was, have you had more wanks up there than vodka lemonade? Talking about age gap.
Ethan, what about you to answer your own question?
Ooh. That's why I asked it, because I was deliberate.
I just had a vodka lemonade in my pocket.
Oh, and now things are all square. I don't know.
You do.
Everyone does. Everyone's had more wanks than they've had vodka lemonades. Let's
put pints for him.
Pints.
Because say when you go in a big pinting session, you may have 6, 7, 8 pints. Maybe
you
nine
said you have
ten.
6 a week.
Yeah,
I'd say about 6 or 7 on the weekend. And
then
for
years you weren't drinking.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You were probably
for years I wasn't wanking, Tom.
Yep.
But you also weren't drinking in the years that you weren't wanking, I think.
You don't know him.
I don't know him, you're right.
None of us do.
I don't know what goes on up there.
Yeah, or down there.
Or sure. Yeah.
The things I'd like to show
Have
you.
Have you ever cracked one out to Mortimer and what's-his-face go fishing?
I can't wank to Mortimer and Whitehouse go fishing.
Have you tried?
No, no.
Is it on in the background?
You don't sound convinced.
Well, I suppose sometimes.
Surely I wouldn't.
Do you know when they go in the water and it's at the moment when they get a nice fish out?
Ooh.
And it's like, wow, that's a lovely moment. And so I was like, God, I'd love to understand the sensation of that moment and why I was feeling right now. So if you get a little bit of, get going a little bit to the point where it's a similar kind of feel to a fish.
Yeah. You didn't have to answer the question.
Ethan,
so you're edging yourself to Ethan, feel what fishing feels like.
You said the horniest you've been is when you were walking through Boots in the aftershave part and your nan texted you just as you were walking through and you said, it's got to be fate. Cracked one out in the toilets.
Yeah, that was a wild day, but those dark days.
Some onions got big and
banned from the Arndale. Anyway, thank you very much for watching the podcast. Been joined by Max Smith.
Cheers, guys. Always good to be here.
Off the You Laugh You Lose.
Yeah, thank thing. God.
For now.
No, yeah. I'm never going to laugh again.
No. I think it'll be you next.
Tom Looney. Looney.
Looney.
Looney. Looney. Ryan Locke.
Ryan.
And Ethan James.
Ethan James.
Ethan James. He plays games. He's ashamed of what he did with his name.
We call him names. That's where you could probably get rid of the rhyming pattern there and do it.
Yeah, start something new.
Yeah.
Could do a rap.
Yeah. Yeah, or read him his Miranda rights.
Yeah, God. Or rap him his Miranda
yeah,
rights.
Yeah, yeah. Don't see that often.
That was all part of the song.